the business. They've got all these revolving symbols around, and you can tell that by the time the lights come on and this place is set up for the guests to arrive, it will look spectacular.
Yeah.
If you have an invitation to this event, you're in for a treat. You really should be here. The president is expected, isn't he?
Yeah.
And there are people who are interested in the future of the city. They are coming together here at the conference center to have that conversation, and you must be a part of it. It's your currency. It's your gateway to choice.
And you cannot miss out on the CD exhibition.
Mm.
We are going to tweet photos of the exhibition so you see what is happening here at the conference center. So if you have an invitation, be here, be a part of this historic event, and get to meet the movers and shakers when it comes to the currency and the central bank.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. And so 60 years ago, that's 1965. In 1965, we decided to start the usage of our own currency, having moved away from the West African British pound to the Ghana pound, and then eventually to the cedi. Okay. And so in 1965, yes, we decided to, use the cedi. Could you, last thing you're doing, say, right? How do people pronounce it?
Sedis.
You know, I once engaged a historian on the use of currency in Ghana and the Gold Coast way back, and he explained how there's proof that way back a lot of the groupings we had their own form of currency, their own form of barter system, their own form of exchange. And so when it comes to trading and currencies, it wasn't something that was introduced to us. It's just that we ended up switching to the currency of our colonial masters, and we had to reset and come back to our own currency. And the kari became a symbol of trade, and it's metamorphosed into the cedi.
Yeah. Of course, we've always had our own means of trading. Means of trading where they just didn't show up when the white man got into this country. But I'm happy that, today we're celebrating the Ghana cedi. I remember for many of us in 2007, when we did the redenomination, dropped 4 zeros, and we moved on at the time. We're so excited. I remember, a young man going to school in Cardiff, and then somebody asked me, what's the £1 is how many cedis? And I said, it's 2 cedis. I was like, really? Well, then your currency is really doing well. I said, yeah.
The value is the same.
And I was so excited to talk about, £1 is 2 Ghana cedis.
But you didn't say the value is the same, eh?
No. At the time, you're not going to do the value is the same. It was actually a new phase of the Ghana.
What is the exchange rate now to the pound?
It's about 14 point something the last time I checked. Mm.
Last year by this time it was 22 cedis, wasn't it?
Yeah, at a point it got to 20.
When I was going to senior high school, our school fees for day students was 24,000 cedis. Mm. And for boarders was 686,000 cedis.
Mm. And the old cedis.
And then we renominated the cedi. And then the following year, school fees drops from 24,000 cedis to 24 cedis. And I remember how someone on radio was saying, "Yes, sim, school fees, so."
You know, when I went to university, when I went to the University of Cape Coast, the residential facility user fee was 300,000. That's present day what 30 cedis.
Mm-hmm.
300,000 in those days, and the academic facility user fee was even less than 1 million at the time. So your whole school fees was less than 1 million.
How much is it now?
Now, if we're to do the conversion into old currency, students are paying in excess of 2,000, 3,000. That's about 30 million if we're to go into our days. Yeah.
So from 300,000, how many years ago?
That's
$30 million.
I went to school in 2000.
That's 1,000% increase.
2003. So that's 22 years.
So from 300,000 to 30 million.
Yes. 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 That's how far we've come. Anyway, all of this coming up here on the Super Morning Show, of course, we're telling you some of the innovations, you know, we've been talking about the Ghana City. And so we're looking forward to more innovation. Today we're talking about we're having conversations about the ECD, the gold coin and everything. Mm. So we'll tell you more about that here on the Super Morning Show. But I'm sure by now you've heard about the incredible benefits of Exilium from Total Energies. Well, let me tell you more about this premium fuel with its amazing 3-in-1 power. Total Energies introduces Exilium new formula, the additive enriched fuel, with its powerful 3-in-1 action that cleans your engine, extends its life, and lowers your fuel consumption. Thanks to the cumulative effect of its anti-corrosion, anti-wear, and detergent additives, Exilium new formula also lowers your vehicle's fuel consumption while reducing CO2 emissions. Charlie, you will drive, sir. So experience the difference with Total Energies Exilium new formula. Choose Exilium. Choose quality.
All right, now listen, if you have a daughter aged between 9 and 14 years, you can actually make sure that she never ever has to worry about cervical cancer. That's cervical, not cervical. Just say it right, yes. The thing is your cervix, not your cervix. So cervical cancer, yes. And if you have a daughter between the ages of 9 and 14, get them the HPV vaccine so that they will never ever have to worry about cervical cancer. And this message comes to you thanks to the Ghana Health Service and their partners.
And I can see a lot of people at the foyer of the AICC. I can see Abraham Otabil, Director of Comms for the Bank of Ghana. I can see Mr. Ferrari from Currency Research.
Sean Ferrari.
And a lot of the banks have also set up here. And it's going to be a good day for the city. But you know, the world is going digital. Cyber threats are on the rise, and this month Omnibasic Bank is urging you to be vigilant. Okay, do not click on suspicious links, keep your passwords strong and private, and always verify before you share. Remember, cyber safety starts with you. And if you need more help and more information, call 030-708-6000. Omnibasic Bank, not just another bank.
And you know that life moves fast, so your insurance should also move fast. But with the Glyco Life app, managing your life policy is now as easy as checking your socials, track your policy, pay premiums, submit claims, and download documents all on your phone, anytime, anywhere. No queues, no paperwork, no stress. Just tap, scroll, and you're sorted. Download the Glyco Life app now on the Play Store, App Store. Glyco, we cushion you for life.
Charlie, guys, help me to help the children in the cars press their parents' neck this morning to take them to Safari Eco Park this weekend.
Matter.
Yes, yes, it's 4 days more. Let's do the countdown together. 4 days more to Safari Eco Park, all right? This weekend, your parents are taking you. So write down the number for them so that there is no confusion. In fact, Churchill, help us with the number, okay?
Okay, so that's 0596-914-394. 0596-914-394 or 0596-914-384.
And the thing is so affordable, right? So affordable. If your child is younger than 6 years, it's free.
And have you seen how she's side-eyeing you?
She's side-eyeing me.
Yeah, the children are actually going on. You know these days, the young ones...
One of our friends from the Bank of Ghana is taking this very personally.
She says they are six years
old.
So
6 years old. Hey, they will go for free. Wow,
they said parents take their children. She looked at you and did chill.
No, my son asked me that, Daddy, when are you taking me? Uh-huh. You know, because every time he listens and hears something, he says, Daddy, I heard this.
Exactly.
So we will go.
Yes.
We will go. I'll take them there to go and have fun.
You better. It's not that expensive, right? If your child is 6 years and above, it's 150 CDs all the way up to 12 years. And then if you're a teenager, then it's 250 CDs. And for adults, it's 350 CDs. So literally, you can take your kids and their friends if you wanted to. And they'll have a wonderful, memorable time. Take amazing pictures with wonderful animals that you would otherwise have to travel hours to other countries to experience. They are right here in Ghana, less than an hour and a half drive from your home. Make it happen. Safari Eco Park is waiting for you with open arms.
This is the Super Morning Show coming to you live from the Accra International Conference Center. We are bringing you the CDA 60 Anniversary Currency Conference hosted by the Bank of Ghana in partnership with Currency Research. Now, this is how the day is going to be. The president will be here. The president will be giving the keynote address. There will be a panel discussion on Ghana's monetary sovereignty from colonial legacy to national currency. There'll also be a fireside chat on how currencies represent the people. And the headline presentation for today will be Ghana City, 60 years young. 60 years young, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah, 60 years young, yeah, not old.
But if the city were a person, it will be on retirement now.
Yes, it will go on retirement.
But it's lucky it's not a human being.
It will go on a strong retirement.
Yeah. Anyway, now, you know, we are talking about ECD, we are talking about digital payments and standard, there's a standard way for you to get your Visa cards and get the Visa cards to do way more for you. It's your key to smarter, more convenient payments. You can pay online for your meals, shopping, fuel, services. You can pay at Safari with your Visa card. And SG Ghana is giving you these Visa cards. And you can make quick payments on POS terminals worldwide using your SG Ghana Visa cards. And with your gold and platinum cards, you can even get more value. Exclusive discounts at selected vendors, including airport lounge access with your platinum card. And if you don't have a Visa card, you need to talk to SG Ghana today and get one. They've made it very simple. Visit any SG Ghana branch across the country and get one today. So say, Te General Ghana,
the future is you.
Let me say good morning to Mr. Francis Dadze, who's Global Alumni President of UPSA. Because on Saturday, the 22nd of November, we're actually embarking on a health walk. Kudri Yangson and Kudri Akutubwating, you have to join us.
Don't we have to be UPSA alumni?
No, you join us.
Oh, fine.
Join us. We are opening it up.
We are associates.
Yes, you are associates. UPSA. You see, these days, institutions are very nice.
Because of the birthdays pub. I'm an associate of UPSA because Bankua made deal hall.
You and birthday.
So where are you walking to?
Oh, we will start from UPSA, about 6 kilometers walk, and come back to UPSA. We'll go around East Legon and come back.
So I'll meet you at UPSA.
Ah, honorable member.
Yes.
Let's walk. Do some exercise.
I'll meet you there.
I'll be there. I mean, I'm going to be there. If you want to join us, I'll buy you a T-shirt. But why buy a photocopier when you can lease and print unlimited? From just 983 Ghana cedis a month, you can lease a multifunctional photocopier with free paper and enjoy truly unlimited printing. You know, every lease comes with free toners or cartridges, free repairs, free maintenance, and full nationwide coverage across all 16 regions. Save yourself the high cost of buying machines, paying for paper repairs and maintenance. Flexible and customized payment options are also available. Visit valexlease.com or call 0244-644-048 or 0535-208-661 or 0208-603-312. Terms and conditions apply. Valex Lease, affordable document management solutions.
We're at the Accra International Conference Center for the CD Conference. We're expecting the president later. Did you know I've only ever met the president once in person?
Really?
Yes, only once. And he called me Kojo Chichinga.
Oh, why?
I should have called him government official one, but I missed that opportunity. All right, now listen, Syntex Tank wants to remind you that they are the number one company for the storage of water. Syntex Tank is the number one tank. So go outside, look at your tank. If it doesn't have the tortoise on it, it's time to upgrade. And it's easy to do that. Just call 0244-335-168, okay? Or you can shop online at syntexgh.com. You can also find one of their 400 agents across the country and get yourself the champion of water tanks. Rain or shine, Syntex Tank has got your back. Syntex Tank, are you strong? Are you tough?
You know, when he said Kojo Chinchinga, something, it reminded me of a song. Aponche kome, kome, akoko.
How do I know these people?
Anyway, let me tell you about personal trust. Oh, Charlie. You know, we all work so hard for our money, okay? So why do you allow your money to sit somewhere earning so little? You deserve more. You deserve more growth and more security, more peace of mind. And that is what Petra is doing. Petra is more than just pensions. They have fixed income products that give you the perfect way to grow your money. And it gives you consistent returns, better rates than banks, and the confidence that comes from investing in a company that has stood strong through every storm. Now, if you are saving for the short term or planning for the future, Petra helps you grow with stability you can trust. I have downloaded the Achieve app and I've set investment targets, right? And every time, and I've set reminders, so every week it reminds me. So there are certain investment targets. It reminds me every week. There are the bigger ones that I get reminders every month. And I have the High Life account, which it reminds me every day. So every day I want to put some 50 CDs somewhere, 100 CDs somewhere, so that when Winston calls that we should go and chill, I know that I have money to chill.
That one is okay? That one is
so
yeah, they call that the High Life account.
Yeah,
that's that one is called expenditure and stuff. Yes. You don't account for it.
So visit petraonline.com or call Richard on 059-381-1835 for more information. Petra is ready to help you achieve more.
Well, looking for quality, durable, and reliable parts for your Toyota, Hino Trucks, or Lexus? Look no further because take advantage of Toyota Ghana Limited spare parts promo from November to December with discounts of 50% and more on selected items, including complete engines, gearboxes, suspension, electrical, and air conditioning parts, and more. Stocks are limited and terms and conditions apply. At Toyota Ghana, we've got you covered. Get genuine spare parts that keep your vehicle performing at its best. Drive smart, save smart, choose Toyota Ghana Limited. Let me say good morning to Kwabena Jekum. He's the chairman of the UPSA at 60 Planning Committee.
That's and the right. CD has pulled into the conference center.
Yes, he's here. He'll join us on Saturday for the walk.
Yes.
Anyway, call Toyota Ghana today on 0302-4298-0125 for further information. Ghana drives Toyota.
Right. Now, let me tell you this. Kingdom Store Online is the place you need to go for all of your office equipment, stationery, and furniture. The very best quality from Kingdom Books. You can pay via Momo across all networks, and they'll deliver to your home or office in very good time. Now, if you live in Accra or Tema, that's free delivery. Terms and conditions apply. At Kingdom, quality and affordability are their hallmarks.
And did you know that your ambition deserves more than support? It deserves empowerment, right? It deserves empowerment, proper empowerment. And at APSA, we see your story and the potential of women in business. That's why APSA She Business offers tailored financing, mentorship, and networking opportunities to help you thrive. Now, with APSA, you gain access to markets, expert guidance, and tools to turn your vision into reality. APSA makes success possible for women entrepreneurs. If you need more information, visit the nearest APSA branch or the website apsa.com.gh or speak to your relationship manager today. APSA She Business is there for you, and APSA sees your story, and they are inviting you to write the story with them. APSA, your story matters.
And you know, every time we eat food and sugars are trapped between our teeth, leading to tooth decay, gum disease, and in some cases, foul breath. Well, brushing your teeth every morning and night with Pepsodent Chaco and Pepsodent Herbal Toothpaste is the way to go. Pepsodent Chaco is made from a fine blend of fluoride and a unique combination of natural charcoal, lemon, mint, and zinc to whiten your teeth, strengthen them, and remove bad odor from your mouth. Pepsodent Charcoal White gently polishes away tooth stains and naturally restores your bright smile. For our herbal lovers, try Pepsodent Herbal Toothpaste, which is infused with a unique blend of green tea and herbal.
National visitors, all you need to say is Aiko. So to our international visitors, say Aiko. One more time, Aiko. Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for opening Osei Crunching Seprewa. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. To officially open the CD at 60 International Currency Conference and deliver his presidential address, it is my profound honor and privilege to invite the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you very much. As the separate musician to pass this way, to pick a number from my assistant so that he can come and see me. As I normally do, my presentation will be in two parts, my prepared speech, and then I normally have a few reflections before I inflict my speech on you. My mother died in 2016, in June, and I looked after her. And until she died,
She had a very interesting way of counting her money. For her, the 20 CD note was £1. So if I gave her 100 CD notes, for her it was £5. And so 1,000 CDs was £50. And until she died, that was the way she would count her money. And so people have their different way of accounting for their money. And I find it strange that even today, I think this current phase of the CD was introduced in President Kufuor's time, I think in 2007, if I'm not mistaken. And so 2027 will be 20 years of the current redenomination of the CD. And yet it's very interesting. You go to a funeral, I was at a funeral, and somebody donated 100,000 CDs. And when it was announced, oh, so-so-so-so was giving 100,000 CDs, the whole place was quiet. Because I thought the guy deserved a very big round of applause. Apparently, they didn't understand what 100,000 CDs was. So when the MC said, ah, namon preno, nipa ma 1 billion CDs. The past, when we traveled with our security and drivers and others, and they got their per diem, maybe $500 or $1,000, whatever it is. Anytime they went to the shop to buy a few things and bring home, they always use their calculator on their phone. And so if they see a shoe and they say, oh, the shoe is £120, they will calculate £120 into CDs and say, what? When they see how many CDs they will get for this shoe, they will make job, make the coffee. And I'm sure that they will not be very happy with the Bank of Ghana and Governor Isiama, because now when they use that calculator, it will not be as much as it used to be before. A relative of mine was going to buy a car and asked for an invoice from one of the car dealers. And when the invoice came, showed it to me. And I was surprised to note that the invoice was quoted in CDs. No dollars. A few years ago, if you were going to buy a car, the invoice they'll give you is quoted in dollars. Today, people are quoting in CDs, even house rents. You want to pay in dollars, it says, no, you pay me CDs. I just want to say that the governor and all your people, your team at the Bank of Ghana, the Ministry of Finance, Bank of Ghana, the Ministry of Finance, Ghanaians are grateful to you for the management of our currency. I think that a lot of respect has returned to our currency, and it's my hope that you keep whatever you're doing to make sure that we don't have excess liquidity, all those words you people have, open market operations, whatever those your technical jargons are, whatever you're doing, continue doing so that the CD is respected. And so allow me to proceed on established protocol and acknowledge the governor and your team and our visitors from outside, currency research, and all of you, and thank you for putting up this conference. And so it's a profound honor for me to join you for this historic CD at 60 International Conference, a gathering of leaders, innovators, policymakers, and practitioners whose work influences the past, present, and the future of money. I wish to commend the Bank of Ghana and the currency research team for uniting such a distinguished community to discuss the evolving framework for currency management, monetary governance, and digital finance. Your deliberations over the next 2 days reaffirm a fundamental truth, that the future of money is inextricable inextricably linked to the future of national development, institutional credibility, and global economic integration. 60 years ago, Ghana took a bold and sovereign step by introducing the CD, not merely as a unit of account or a medium of exchange, but as a declaration of independence, our identity, and the capacity of our state. And so the CD symbolized our national aspiration to govern our own affairs, regulate our markets, and stand shoulder to shoulder with other nations in managing our own monetary destinies. Over 60 years now, the CD has one anchored the conduct of our monetary policy. It has shaped the expectations of households and businesses. It has absorbed shocks, domestic, regional, and global, and symbolized the resilience of the Ghanaian economy and the Ghanaian people. And so the CD at 60 is therefore more than just a celebration. It is a moment for analysis. It is a chance to consider what our currency stands for, how it has developed, and how it must be fortified for the years ahead. This conference takes place against the backdrop of a rapidly shifting global monetary landscape. From the rise of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to the accelerating adoption of digital payments, from increasing cyber vulnerabilities, to the renewed role of cash as an anchor of resilience during crisis, the world is witnessing the emergence of a hybrid monetary ecosystem. And in this new paradigm, cash, electronic payments, and digital assets coexist. Traditional models of monetary policy are being tested. Trust in institutions has become as crucial as technical capacity. And this new reality places a significant responsibility on our central banks, not just as regulators of money, but as guardians of trust. And so this conference provides Ghana and Africa with an invaluable platform for evidence-based dialogue, comparative learning, and forward-looking policy innovation. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the importance of this engagement is heightened by Ghana's notable progress over the past 10 months in achieving macroeconomic stability and restoring confidence in our economy and our currency. And so allow me to highlight some key developments. One, macroeconomic stabilization through disciplined fiscal consolidation, increased domestic revenue mobilization, prudent expenditure rationalization, and better coordination between fiscal and monetary authorities. Through this, we have restored balance and reduced uncertainty. Inflation has continued to decline, and expectations are more firmly anchored today. The second is the strengthening of the CD. Improved forex liquidity management, enhanced reserve buffers, and the regulatory reforms have contributed to significant exchange rate stability, which is critical for business planning, investment decisions, and public confidence. And the next is rising confidence indicators. Business sentiments, consumer surveys, and investment outlook reports all indicate a steady recovery of our economy. Our development partners, the financial markets, and the global rating agencies have acknowledged these reforms. And so these efforts have culminated in a significant sign of credibility. Ghana's sovereign rating by S&P was upgraded recently from CCC+/C to B- with a stable outlook on 7th November 2025. And that is why I give credit to our finance ministry and our central bank, the Bank of Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an affirmation that our fundamentals are strengthening and that we're on a clear path of recovery. These gains must be protected, consolidated, and expanded through policy discipline and institutional coherence. The core principle of effective economic management is an independent, credible, and professionally insulated central bank. And so let me state unequivocally that the government of Ghana is firmly committed to safeguarding the independence of the Bank of Ghana. A strong and autonomous central bank is essential for anchoring inflation expectations, for maintaining exchange rate stability, for enhancing investor and market confidence, and ensuring long-term policy credibility. This is not a matter of personal preference. It is an economic necessity. A modern currency regime requires not only strong institutions, but also an informed and responsible public. I therefore urge the Bank of Ghana to strengthen nationwide public education in three critical areas. The first is promoting the use of the CDI in all domestic transactions. Using the national currency strengthens economic stability and reduces unnecessary exposure to exchange rate volatility. The second is improving currency handling practices. Poor handling practices increase printing costs, shortening the life of the currency notes in circulation, and undermine currency integrity. We must promote respect, proper storage, and responsible use of the Ghanaian cedi. And the third is enhancing financial literacy. An informed citizenry is better able to prevent fraud, demand accountability, and bolster the financial ecosystem. So public education must extend to schools, to the markets, to transport unions, to digital platforms, and especially to rural communities. Now one will ask, why does the CDI at 60 milestone matter? The 60th anniversary of the CDI is of deep national and policy relevance. It is a moment to assess the evolution of our monetary framework and draw lessons for future reforms. A currency is ultimately a social contract built on confidence, credibility, and transparency. And this conference will inform the next generation of reforms, ensuring that the CDI remains robust, secure, and relevant. And I'm confident that this conference will contribute meaningfully to promoting peer learning among central banks, driving innovation in currency design, security, and management, enhancing cross-border payment interoperability, strengthening regulatory frameworks for fintech and digital currencies, positioning Ghana as a regional financial and fintech hub, ensuring and shaping Africa's role in the evolving global monetary order. Ladies and gentlemen, the results of your deliberations today will affect not only policy decisions, but also the long-term path of the CDI and other African currencies. The endorsement of the African Continental Free Trade Area by a large majority of African countries has opened up the opportunity for the world's largest common market to be established. However, for goods to be traded seamlessly across the continent, it is essential for us to have a payment and settlement system that enables African businesses to transact using their own currencies. And this has led to the establishment of the Pan-African Payment and Settlement System, the PAPS. And so I expect this payment system to engage your attention at this conference as a catalyst for settling transactions as businesses and countries exchange products across Africa under the African Continental Free Trade Area. And so as I conclude, we commemorate the CDI at 60. Let us commit ourselves to shaping a currency and an economy that reflects the hopes and aspirations of our people. The next chapter of the CDI will depend on 1. Sustained macroeconomic discipline, 2. A strong and inclusive financial sector, 3. Technological innovation and digital transformation, 4. Enhanced public literacy and responsible currency use, and 5. An unwavering, independent, confident central bank. So my government remains resolutely committed to these pillars, and we shall support our central bank, maintain the trust of our people in our bank, in order to make it carry out its rightful mandate. So ladies and gentlemen, it is now my singular honor to declare the CDI 60 International Conference duly opened, and I thank you. May God bless the Bank of Ghana. May God bless our homeland, Ghana. Thank you.